And so it is, dear friends, that we gather together again in this space, in this energy that has been building for days and even weeks now. We all come together to share and to learn and to feel. What is it that you told yourself today? What bit of wisdom did you share with all of who you are? It is that there is no death. There is no death. There is only living. It is living in the moment. It is living in your fullness. It is living with joy. It is living unconditionally. No rights or no wrongs. No wondering if you're doing a good thing or a bad thing. You will feel it in your being. Your essence will share with you. Your essence will guide you. Your essence is with you. It is you. There is no death. The ones who gather here today as our guests, newly departed, believe so strongly in death. Believe so strongly in things like judgment. Things like being good or bad. What they've seen today is a group of humans who shared with them that there is no death. Perhaps the physical body will leave at some point. But now, dear friends, that your essence is coming into you and being allowed into you, there is no death even as you would have thought. You see, the ones who gather here today, that sit in the second circle, what they are truly concerned of is the death of the identity that they had as a human. Oh, the physical death goes quickly for most. You are there and then you are here. It is the loss of the identity, everything you have held on to, that name on your driver's license, who you thought you were. But here is a group that we call Shambhara that has learned that you are so much more than the person who looks in the mirror, the person who sits in these chairs. You have learned to release your identity, or at least the limitations of your identity, to become full and complete. In releasing your old identity, the old human identity, you begin to accept all of yourself. That is when the pathways are open for you to begin accepting everything that you are, your spirit, all of your experiences that you have ever had, everything. Then the fear of death leaves. There is no more fear of that person listed on your driver's license. There's no more fear of losing that. You have already done that. You have already released the grasp, and now you can live. You can live every moment to the fullest. You can live in every breath that you take. You can live in every moment. No longer worrying about what the future will bring. It will come to you. All of these things. The abundance, it will be there. It is the result of living. Abundance is the result of expressing yourself in each moment of time. It will be there. If you make your focus and the end result abundance, it will elude you. You will always be trying to have abundance, or trying to have happiness, or trying to have health. You will always be trying and never being, never realizing. There is no death. There is only transition. There's only release and renewal. You have learned that, Shambhara, by what you have gone through in these past few years in particular. There is no death. There is only change. There's only renewal and living. Let us take a moment here for all who are gathered in this space. The ones who sit in the chairs, the ones who connect over your internet, the ones who gather in the second circle, who think they have just lost themselves to death. Let us live here in this moment now. Breathe in this moment. This moment. Breathe it in, dear friends. And release it. Breathe it out. Breathe in living. Breathe living through you. Breathe in renewal. Let renewal go throughout your entire physical being and through your consciousness. Breathe in living in the now. See how easy it is. As you breathe, you hear a second breath. It is your essence, your spirit, your divinity. It is breathing also. Each breath you take, it surrenders to you. Each breath you release, you surrender to all of who you are. You breathe divinity in. It breathes you in. You breathe it in. Now it takes the next breath for you. You breathe divinity in. Now it becomes you. You and spirit, one breath, in and out, in this moment, with feeling filled with life. All the other things that you worry about, all balanced in this moment of time that we share. It is this simple, dear friends. You will go out these doors, maybe hit with some of the earthly conditions, human conditions. You may forget for a moment, but tomorrow or perhaps the next day you will remember what you heard and what we did here together. In the moment, the breath, the moment of now, everything. This is the point of abundance. This is the point of balance. This is the point of oneness with self. Your higher self is not off in some far-off place in the galaxy. There's not a wall separating you from all of who you are. There's only a breath in the moment of now. It brings you back together. It is that easy. It is. You will find all other things come to you. Everything you need in your human life will come to you, will be there. You will realize there is no death. There is only living. And with that, we'd be delighted to answer your questions.
A friend of mine with multiple sclerosis committed suicide a couple years ago. And my question is, what happens to people who commit suicide when they cross over? Is it any different than the rest of us?
There is so much controversy in your society about suicide, and we will make it simple. The human has ownership over their own being. They can do whatever they so choose. If they choose suicide, they are greeted here on our side as much as a person who dies any other type of death. There is absolutely no judgment on our part of suicide. The consciousness they were in at that moment of time when they chose to cross over, that will change how they are when they get to our side. If they were filled with anger and rage, that anger and rage is here when they show up. If they were filled with compassion for themselves, as so many people are who commit suicide, do know at that moment, even in spite of the sadness or the pain that they are going through, they are filled with compassion for themselves. And that compassion shows through when they get here, and it is quite easy to deal with them. There is some guilt, of course, and they think perhaps they did a wrong thing with suicide, but, dear friends, there is no judgment on our part. It is your life. You can play it or live it or take it any way you want. We will love you no matter what.
My boyfriend had a brain tumor, and my question is, what's his health going to be and the future of our relationship?
That is another TBD. It is to be determined. There are experiences that all of you as humans give yourself. There is experiences that this dear one in your life gives himself through the brain tumor. But again, it is all happening in the moment. He can choose to heal himself. He can choose to have this condition aggravated. He can choose to come to new understandings. Now, he gave himself this imbalance to help stop him for a moment, to help make him go into a silent moment, to consider where he was going in his lifetime. It is up to him. You are a light for him. You can go from this place today with all you have learned about yourself and about living, and without having to say many, many words, you can be there in his presence, and he will see what living is all about, the choice he has to make now, living at its fullest. You know, this is one of the greatest challenges that humans have, and it perplexes us. Why would you not choose living and life? Why do you choose at times to be in pain when you do not need to be anymore? There is no karma. There are no sins. But sometimes the human feels so guilty that they place these things upon themselves. You can sit in front of him, dear one, who asked this question, and be an example of what living in the now moment, living in joy and fullness can be. Living can be so easy. But humans make it so complex. So the answer to your question is yet to be determined. The answer is up to him. And with you there at his side, as Shambhu, one who reflects light and life, it will help him see his choice much more clearly. And we thank you and we honor both of you.
Thank you.
Tobias, could you give some information regarding hitchhikers? As I understand them, being beings who are so attracted to our light that they attach to us and live vicariously through us, do you have suggestions for protection or removal?
Indeed. And this is a delightful question for us to answer. And it was asked about these entities who attach themselves, as you say, they hitchhike upon your life. They become part of your life, in a sense, because you are allowing them to be. Now, there are many earthbound entities, those who have left behind the physical body but have not left the dimensional planes of Earth, who, as we mentioned earlier, wander the Earth, and they find others to attach to. Now, generally, they do not attach to well-balanced, enlightened humans like yourselves. They tend to attach themselves to the ones who are low in vibration. You can go into your caverns and your places where there are many drugs and these type of environments, and you can find these entities, for they are comfortable in that vibration. There are openings for them to come in and attach themselves, in a sense. Now, there are others who are fascinated with your journey, and they want to be part of it. They think if they hold on to you, that you will also help them ascend and help them transform. But we have found that they cannot hold on very long. It is like putting your hand on a hot skillet. It hurts after a short bit of time and they let go. We suggest to all of Shamba not to worry about these entities. If anything, if there is any influence that many of you have had, it is not from these earthbound entities, but it is from aspects of yourself from the past who do not want to let go. They are trying to hold on to their identity, and they are trying to, even though they are dead, they are trying to continue living in you and through you, and they are trying to influence your life. And it's much more likely to happen for Shamba. With them, dear friends, if you feel that outer influence, simply release them. And if they do not release, then demand that they get the hell out of your energy. And they must. They must. When you are that strong within yourself that you tell them that they have to go, they will. They will scream and kick, and they will cause some commotion in your life. But when you are taking ownership of your own strength, they have to go. They have to go. No, they will tell you otherwise. They will tell you that they can stay and they control you. But take ownership of your divinity and tell them they have to go. See, what they are fearing is death of the identity. They know they have already died, but they want to continue living their identity. They do not realize there is so much more to their identity than what they think. They are so much grander than who they are. Tell them to be gone. Tell them that they are an aspect of you and you are living.
Hi, Tobias. I'd like to ask for some help or some hints. Since you built such a beautiful home for yourself and I'm looking for one for myself, I would enjoy anything you could share with me. Thank you.
Now, we ask you to come back here and tell us, what would you like to have? Define for us your house.
A small cabin with trees, a stream in the back, and animals all around.
That house is not for sale. We would like you to create for yourself something more than small, something unlimited, something that is a reflection of everything you have been and all of who you are. So, are you ready, dear one, to bring that into your life?
Yes, I am.
Without reservation.
Without any.
Without guilt.
Without any.
Indeed. So, create it. We will be there. All of Shamba will be there as you create this for yourself. But do it without limitation. Do it without limitation. You are where you are supposed to be. You are here because everything was set up. Everything came together for this time. So we ask you to live like a queen that you are.
Thank you.
Hi, Joseph. Hello, Tobias. I've had an opportunity arise where a book might be written that could expose the truth about who my brother was. The trial around his murder left a false impression, very widespread, about who he was. I'm wondering if this is agenda or an intent of truth, because my intent is around an affirmation of who he was so that his daughters could walk into that. I don't really care how people respond or that they change their thoughts of him. It's more like the truth of who he was did not get told. In fact, the opposite is what happened. So I'm just wondering how, you know, does that look like agenda, and how does Donnie feel about all this?
And the question we asked you is, how do you feel? What are your feelings about this project?
My feelings are affirmative. I feel clear myself that I don't have an agenda. I would like for the truth about who he was, because he was a wonderful person, to be there available. There was so much misinformation. At the same time, it causes my father intense. I'm afraid he's going to have a heart attack that brings up all his rage and stuff again, even though he says he wants it done. But I'm just not clear about where... I'm concerned about how Johnny feels about it, if that's possible to know.
You have concerns within you about this, and indeed you say there is clarity, but we do not see that. There is much confusion about this issue. Much confusion about what to do. We give no opinion of our own of which way to proceed with this, to let it be, or to bring it out into a book or any other type of method that you have. But we are sitting here with this dear brother of yours who asks you one simple thing. He first sends you much of his love, but he asks you to get on with your life. He is balanced in his. He's coming back very soon. And he wants you to live and not to worry of these things. They were all appropriate. They were all appropriate. Indeed, he was just as much a part of this setup as all of the rest of the players with us. He wants to return to this earth and see you as a dear relative, as a dear relative who is not caught in the past, but who is living in this moment of today. That is how he wants to see you.
Thank you, Takara, for all your input today. And my question is about, so my life is full of abundance, many friends and much community and many material things and all sorts of love. And the money flow is the difficult one. It's like it waits till the last minute, and in this last little while it hasn't been there, even the last minute. I'm wondering if you could respond to that.
Indeed, and this is a challenge, this challenge of financial abundance, this challenge of abundance in general that faces so many who are Shamba. And you are all learning. You are still using old ways to try to bring it in. We tell you, all of you, that is simple. It's sitting in the moment. What you need in that moment will come to you. Not what you expect to get, not things that you do not need on your journey, but everything in your moment. It is, if you need a home to be comfortable, to do your work, it will be there. If you need the dollars, the finances, for part of your journey, it will be there. It comes to you. This is one of the most challenging things there is right now for you, for all of Shamba, to allow this to come in at the appropriate time, at the last moment. It is also acknowledging, dear friends, that, I have to say, that you are living and you plan to continue to live. Do you know, as so many of you here, nearly everyone here, you've thought about death. You've thought about leaving. What happens then? The flow begins to cut off. When you are thinking about coming back to our side, we're not saying to suicide, but we are saying that you have just know that it's time to come back, or perhaps want to come back. Things in your life start dying, much as the leaves on a tree start dying. They lose their energy from source. They begin falling off. When you are wondering whether to stay or leave, you cut off the flow. When you begin to live in each moment, all the energies start coming up, up through the tree, through the branches, and out to the leaves, and you become abundant once again. Do you see how that works? So simple, dear friend. So know that you are here. Know that you are living in each moment. It will come to you.
Good afternoon, Tobias. Since the presidential elections, I find myself incredibly skeptical about everything that comes into the news. And I would really appreciate some of your information on Bush's war with Iraq.
This, in a sense, is simply symbolic of consciousness of humans. The need at this point, how to say, for some humans to be entrenched in duality, to rattle their sabers, to make threats. This is appropriate in a sense, because what is happening here, it is a time now of the completion of the grids. And at that point, all of the issues, unresolved issues, come to the surface, and there are many. On a worldwide basis, there are many issues. So, it is also providing a unique opportunity for every human who reads the news, or listens to the news, to have to think about this process, this thing called war. There were wars, there were battles so long ago before you ever came to Earth. What you are all doing is simply, in a sense, walking through those experiences of a long time ago while you were here on Earth to come to new understandings and new wisdom. So, you have a unique opportunity to look at the duality, at the value, or no value of wars, at how to live together as a global community. Now, we have also asked Shambhu not to pray for one side or the other. We've asked at this time to go within, to be balanced in your own divinity. That can do more to change consciousness than anything else. When you pray for one side, you are only adding to duality. When you pray that all of this activity ceases, perhaps you do not understand that there is value in what is going on. But when you go within, when you go within for balance and completion in yourself, that changes consciousness to the point that perhaps wars will no longer be needed. What is happening right now is, and it will continue through the end of this year, perhaps even into next year, it is simply all of the changes having to do with the final grid adjustment at this point. Your elected leaders or your dictators are also a reflection of your own consciousness. You are the ones electing them. You are the ones putting them in office. Or you are the ones allowing them the space to be the dictators that they are. When you look at your leaders, you're really looking at yourselves in a way, at your nation, your community. That is who you are. We do not make any predictions of what will happen in these coming months. Although we said it could be a wild ride here for all of you. We also do not take one side or the other. In a sense, this is simply an expression of duality. We do suggest to all of you to stay centered in yourself through these difficult times, through these potential wars, through the times of financial ups and downs, through the times of so many people around you losing their balance. So, we thank you for this question.
Last question.
Hello, Tobias. This is a continuation of the last question.
It's in reference to the current political situation in the world and the role of Chambra and light workers in walking out into the world with our truth and our beliefs in peace and putting that out into the world in a physical way, as well as internally.
And how would you like to do this?
To walk in the world and speak my truth.
And what does your truth look like? Is your truth an agenda? Is your truth based on a book? Or is your truth based on what you have discovered for yourself? And how do you express and how do you share what you have discovered by yourself, within yourself?
I share that by putting my love out there for everyone, for all parties involved. And my question is, has to do with the fine line between just sitting in your truth and taking action out in the world.
Indeed. And what happens here in this process is there is little you need to do until it comes to your door, and then it is time to dance with it. What we mean by this is there is no need to be vigilant. There is no need to go out and proclaim to the world that they must do one thing or the other. What we have said to you and to Chambra all along is learn to hold your own light. Then they will come to you, one by one, but then in groups, and then in large groups. They will come to see what it is that you have. They will be more inspired by your own divinity being expressed through your human condition than any books, than any words, than any demonstrations. This is a new energy and it is different than the old. You do not need to go out and wave signs or flags. You do not need to try to save the world. The world is just fine. The world is playing a game right now, having fun on its own. Honor that. But when those who are tired of playing the game and want to know who they really are, when they come to you, that is time for your work to begin. That is time. We love Chambra so much because they want to do, they want to be active, they want to get out and change the world. But dear friends, the world that is ready for change will come to you. Then, in that moment, you will know what to do. We know so many of you ask the question, what should I do, Tobias, when I start hearing knocks at the door and people start coming to me? What should I do? You should be in the moment. If you're still not sure what to do, if it hasn't come to you, sit with them in the moment and breathe life. It is a wonderful thing. Then you will know what to do. We honor you, for you see the hurt and the pain in the world, and you see the potential of the world becoming a place of true love. You see the world becoming a place where each human will know who they are and how they are all part of the oneness. This day, we see, is coming. It will take some work, and that is why you are here. That's why all of Chambra is here, to be the ones to help one and then to help many. They will come to you. They will come to you. In the meantime, for all of you, for all of Chambra, hang in there. Hang in there. There are difficult times still ahead. There are many imbalances that we can see from our side. We do not know exactly what humans will choose. to experience, but we see that it could be a bit of a ride here for a period of time. Own your divinity and understand, dear friends, there is no death. Be filled with life in each moment. We will return next month to share more of you, to share with you, to be with you. But in the meantime, we will walk with you through your many experiences. We will be here to share with you. In the meantime, understand that for the hundreds who came in today, they saw something they had never seen before on earth. You have made a difference. They will talk about this on the other side, on our side. They will remember the energy of it when they come back to earth in human form. We love you dearly, and you are never alone. And so it is.